Unit 7. Test 1. Instructions. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the real test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. Look at questions 1 to 4. For each of the questions, decide which picture, A, B, C, or D, is the best answer, and circle the letter in your book. First, have another look at questions 1 to 4. Now you will hear the recording. Listen carefully and circle the appropriate letter for each question.
Hello, I am a new student here.
Hello, what can I do for you?
Can you tell me what the student union does?
Well, we're part of the National Union of Students, who represent students' interests across the country. We provide services for all students at this college.
What kind of services?
There are advisors and welfare staff, entertainments, sports clubs, union societies, meetings, campaigns, and special interest groups. We offer everything from ballroom dancing to karate, jazz, and political debates.
Sounds great. How can you help overseas students?
As I've said, we have welfare officers who are used to the sort of problems overseas students may have. They know where to get advice on a particular situation, or basically give whatever help is asked for.
I am from the Philippines, and I hope I can meet other Filipino students who are here. I play chess and many sports, especially badminton, basketball, and wrestling. Please, can you tell me how to find out about these things?
There is a Filipino society at the college. Regular meetings take place, and lots of social activities are organized, such as meals, plays, and dances. The society is made up of Filipino students and other students who have an interest in the Philippines.
And what about the sports? Does the union offer the ones I'm interested in?
Yes, we do. There are basketball and wrestling teams. If you want to play in one of the college teams, you have to go along to training sessions and compete for a place. For badminton, you can either go to the badminton club or book a court to play with friends.
Is there also a chess club or team?
No, I'm afraid not. It may be best for you to put a notice on our notice board to find other players.
Will that cost me anything?
No, it's a free service available to all students, but you have to give your notice to a union officer first, so that it's fair for everyone who wants to use the notice board.
I only have a room for 1 month at the moment. I need to find a house or a flat to live in near the college. Are you able to help me with any accommodation problems?
There are always rooms available in shared flats or houses on our notice board. The college has some of its own accommodation, and you can also apply for these. If you have any problems at all, you should talk to one of the student union's welfare officers, who can give specialist advice on accommodation.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Now would you mind helping us? We're conducting a survey to learn more about the students who visit our union office, so that we can improve our services. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
Not at all.
Now look at questions 5 to 10. As you listen to the student's conversation with the union officer, fill in the spaces 5 to 10 on the form. First, you have some time to look at the form. Now listen carefully and fill in gaps 5 to 10.
Now would you mind helping us? We're conducting a survey to learn more about the students who visit our union office so that we can improve our services. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
Not at all.
First of all, what is your name?
My name is Cesar Bautisto.
How do you spell your last name?
Bautisto.
Thank you. And what are you studying?
Development economics.
I see. And how long is the course for?
1 year. It's a postgraduate diploma.
What would you like to do at the end of it? Have you made your mind up yet?
Yes, I'd like to be a United Nations project advisor.
Oh, would you? That sounds interesting. Tell me, though, why have you chosen this university?
It's got a good reputation in the field of economics.
And you say you come from the Philippines?
Yes, that's right.
And which city do you come from?
Manila.
Oh, that's the city I've always wanted to go to. What do you do in your spare time?
I go to play games. I love sports.
Ah, yes, you mentioned that. Basketball, badminton, and wrestling, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's it. I'll add your name to our mailing list. We appreciate your help with this survey. If you have any suggestions, be sure to give us a call or drop by at any time.
All right, I will. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That is the end of section 1. Now you will have 30 seconds to check your answers. That's the end of section 1. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. The next day, Cesar goes to the welfare office. You will hear a conversation between Cesar and a welfare officer. As you listen, answer questions 11 to 20. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 20. Now listen carefully to the conversation between Cesar and a welfare officer and answer questions 11 to 20.
Good afternoon. My name's Cesar Bautisto.
Hello, I'm Wendy, one of the welfare officers. Can I help you?
Yes, I have to move out of my accommodation in 2 weeks and I can't find anywhere else to live.
Okay. I'll need to know some details about your current situation.
I'm an overseas student from the Philippines. The college gave me a temporary room for 1 month. I can't find anywhere else, and I have no money.
Have you told the college about your position, or asked them to let you stay longer in your accommodation?
No, not yet. I didn't think that would be possible.
Well, we can contact the accommodation service on your behalf to see if they'll let you stay a little longer, until you can find an alternative.
Thank you. But I'm not sure that I can find another place, as they all ask for money before moving in, and I don't have any.
Yes, it is usual in this country for landlords to ask for up to a month's rent in advance. Don't you have any money at all?
Hardly any. I'm waiting for my grant check to be sent from the Philippines at the moment. It should have been here for me to collect when I arrived in Britain, but it seems to have been lost.
You can apply for emergency loan from the union if you want. The loan can be for up to £200, and we ask for a post-dated check for the same amount to be given to us, so that we can recover the money once you receive your grant check.
That would be very good. I'll apply, but I'm still worried about how to find new accommodation.
As I said earlier, we can ask the college to extend the time you're allowed to stay in your present accommodation. They may refuse, of course.
Then what will happen?
If the worst comes to the worst, the union may be able to provide some very short-term emergency accommodation. If you want me to, I'll contact one or two of the addresses on the notice board and arrange for you to visit them.
But what if they ask me for the rent in advance? I only have £90 left, and I need that for food and books.
It'll be all right. By the time they actually need the money, we'll have your emergency loan ready. Just fill in this application form and write me a check for £200, please, payable to the Student Union.
Right, I'll do that. Thank you very much for your help. I'm feeling more optimistic now.
That is the end of section 2. You will have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of section 2. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a student union officer's speech. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 30. Now, as you listen, answer questions 21 to 30.
Hi there. May I wish you a very warm welcome to Ealing College, and more especially to the Student Union. The Student Union is run by 4 sabbatical officers, of which I am one. As the president, I am charged with the overall day-to-day running of the union itself, according to established policies within the Constitution. We also have a brilliant staff team who'll help us, and you'll meet them when you have 5 minutes to drop in and see us. The last year has seen the Student Union grow from incorporating a bar and a few offices with a small shop into being a thriving concern, which controls, to its credit, 2 bars, a cafe bar or restaurant, a shop, a comprehensive welfare department, and numerous offices. All this has been achieved by sheer hard work and dedication on the part of last year's sabbatical team and staff, who overcame many obstacles and teething problems, but won through in the end. This year, our aims as a team will be to consolidate on what has already been achieved, and to secure the future of the union. With the new post of Vice President, Social and Communications, our main emphasis will be on communications within the college, which has always proved a problem in the past, but one which we hope to improve upon this year. One way will be the regular publication of a student union magazine, so all you budding journalists, come on down. We are very aware that a lot of you have never had any contact with student unions before, and don't know what they are or what they can do for you. So basically, here's a quick rundown. If you have any problems at all, either when you start college or throughout your time here, don't hesitate to drop in the SU office in the North Building and see Pat, our office assistant. She will be able to help you with most of your day-to-day general inquiries, or if she can't, she will direct you to one of our staff who can. Myself and the other three vice presidents are here every day, and if you need to see us, just fix a time with Pat, and we'll be only too happy to help you. By the way, queries or problems can range from a late grant check, finding a place to live and academic matters, right through to the best places to eat, directions to the bar, or somebody blocking you in the car park. We'll give anything our best shot. Please remember, while you're at Ealing, that going to college is not just about education. Make sure you enjoy yourself as well, because believe me, time will fly once you're here. Ealing is a really good place to live, as there is lots to see and do. And don't forget, the metropolis of central London is only 20 minutes away by tube. Finally, the Student Union is an organisation run by students for students. So if there is anything you don't agree with, or you have any new ideas, please come along to the Union General Meetings, and don't be afraid to speak up. Or, you could give up a little of your time and stand for the Executive Committee, which is made up of students who help us out with lots of interesting things. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the sabbaticals of the last 2 years who have worked so hard. My very special thanks goes to Winston, Martin, and Peter, and all the staff who not only did a great job, but have been my good friends as well. Lots of luck and success for your year at Ealing. Work hard, but play hard as well.
That is the end of Section 3. Now you will have 30 seconds to check your answers. That's the end of Section 3. Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear a speech by the Student Union Vice President for Finance. As you listen to the speech, fill in the gaps numbered 31 to 35. Answer questions 36 to 38 by writing a T if the information is true, an F if the information is false, or a question mark if the information is insufficient. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 35, as well as questions 36 to 38. Now you will hear the speech.
Hello. As VP of Finance, my job is to oversee the spending of our grant to ensure that all areas of student union activity run efficiently and smoothly, without any financial headaches. I have a thoroughly efficient finance team, Ursula, Ella, and Henrik. We are all here to help you as best as we can. Remember, that even though I administer the union's finances, it is ultimately you who has the final say in expenditure policy, either directly, through the democratic process of the general meetings, or by voicing your opinions through the Executive Finance Committee. I would like to take this opportunity to thank last year's VP Finance, Martin Curry, for his excellent work in improving the financial running of the union to what it is today. Finally, remember to enjoy yourself and to use the union facilities and services to the full. And if you're still not satisfied, come and let us know why. Extra note, in order to maximise my time as VP Finance and to give a more efficient service to students, the finance office will only be open to students from 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. The cashier's office will be open from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock p.m. daily. That is the end of section 4, and you will have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of section 4 and of the listening test.